As someone who's fully aware of where these buildings in the House and Senate, I want to say that I appreciate all your help and all of your efforts, and it's great to know that other people are being educated and informed across the country. And we are just glad that everyone's here to participate today, including all the artists. Thank you so much. Next, we'll hear from Jackson Brown.
A couple words about safety. A few years ago, I read a story in one of the Los Angeles newspapers about a nuclear waste shipment that was on its way from UCLA, where they have a small reactor for medical research. And the guy that got to drive this truck, obviously he was told that he had to go straight to the dump and it was a prescribed route. But he didn't. He went to East Los Angeles, picked up his girlfriend, and drove to Las Vegas, where he parked the truck in the parking lot of one of the casinos for about 3 days and having a holiday before taking it on to Idaho. I think when you're talking about the number of shipments they're going to be traveling around the country, it's not hard to imagine hundreds of these kinds of scenarios, because you know, who are you going to get to drive this stuff? I think that in a time when there's, I mean, it seems my entire life there's been this mystery about what causes cancer. It's incredibly well-funded, the search to find the cure for cancer. We know that every few years somebody announces a new cause of cancer. And but the one thing we know for certain causes cancer in human beings and other life forms is radioactivity. So it seems to me incomprehensible that there would be thinking about transporting something from one place to another, but it's not any safer in the other place. And the thing that has to be pointed out is that it's not going to be safer. It's going to kill fewer people, or so they say, or so they think. Except for, you know, it doesn't discriminate. You know, I think that people can be irradiated and given cancer whether they're playing poker or whether they're admiring the night sky, whether they're nature lovers, whether they're hedonists. And speaking as a hedonist, I think it's really important to note that you have to feel good to go on seeking pleasure. You have to be well. You know, so I'd just like to say that, you know, for those of us who have lost family members to cancer, and who, there doesn't seem to be, oh, that's the big C, whatever names we give this thing. I think there's an epidemic of diseases in our society that come from toxicity. And this is not really, this program of shipping waste is not really an attempt to make it more safe. It's an attempt to shift the responsibility for the waste from those who created the waste in order to make money. The generation of nuclear power and waste was for profit by private enterprises. And as soon as that truck leaves that nuke, wherever it's going to be, and come here, it will be the responsibility of the taxpayers. The money for this is going to be paid for by the taxpayers. So it's just another one of those scams. It's just another greed bailout. It's like what do they call it? It's like a mobile Chernobyl SNL bailout. You know, it's really a shell game. And here in the capital of shell games, people, especially who live here and know how the game is played and how the house wins, should know that this is not about anybody's safety. It's about shifting the responsibility, the economic responsibility for this waste, from private enterprise to public.
Thank you very much.